Right now, drivers assume the lion's share of that responsibility when there isn't an aide, of making sure that students are quiet, ready, that the rules are the expectation for behavior, that that's all set before that bus pulls away.
Dr. Will Carestis is Chief of Intergovernmental Affairs, Planning, and Community Engagement for the City School District. Safety on school buses has been a big concern following reports of a couple of sexual abuse incidents of young children on buses in 2016. In both cases, no bus aides were on board those buses. But Carestis explains the district continues hiring new aides.
We currently have 648 bus routes covered by 422 aides. That's a coverage rate of 62%. Last year at this time, at 56% of our buses being covered, we have very high expectations that next fall we will continue to make progress and have even more buses covered.
Common Council Education Chairman Ulysses Wingo continues to question the changes. He asked Carestis if the district could ever reach 100% coverage for its bus aides on all city school buses.
We have the capacity to pay 226 bus aides to meet 100% of the bus routes being covered.
It varies depending on the time of year, how that budget line is expended, but the superintendent was very clear and the board was very clear. Tell us when you're getting close to expending the full budget line that was approved last year, and we will take a look at what needs to be done to fully fund bus aid.
The district recently received a report from the New York State Education Department following a full review of past reported incidents. Carestis told city lawmakers recommendations have been fast-tracked.
What is the district doing to ensure that the incident that was actually found in this paperwork doesn't happen again?
What we want to do is actually follow the recommendation as written, which is, in a sense, wherever possible, we have to consider the appropriateness of age-segregated seating for students. And maybe what we're doing is, if that's the default, then when parents have insisted that their siblings stay together, we honor that request without exception. There is responsible grouping of students done for very practical reasons. We want to begin expanding that on our buses, but we also need to manage the parental consent, always respecting parents' wishes to keep children together who are often of different ages.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.